96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. A new year, new expectations, events, and challenges ahead for Howard University. Joining me now to talk about that is Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. Lines are open if you want to join the conversation at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, Happy New Year. Good to see you back in this January. I want to get right to this. Howard University had its mettle tested last week during the Metro subway smoke incident. The hospital took in a lot of emergency patients, and you released a statement about this. What happened?
Well, as you know, there was a significant event at one of the Metro stations, and we refer to it as a mass casualty event, where all the institutions in the city really are placed on high alert to accept patients and to really get them. It's something that we practice, we run drills for, but it's very different when you see it in action. So I had the opportunity to go down to the emergency room and walk around myself, talk to some of the physicians, some of the nurses, the other caregivers, as well as some patients. Extremely impressed. Howard University really was a sterling example of how to respond in a circumstance like that. Many patients, they were all triaged appropriately. The backup team that was necessary was called in, and the many professionals that participated really did an excellent job. Everybody received excellent, high-quality care. The mayor visited as well, and I have to also extend my kudos to her as well. Mayor's been on the job a couple of weeks, and she was right, had a finger on the pulse and was on the scene, and I think she saw what she could be proud of at Howard University's emergency room.
As a physician, was it hard for you not to roll up your sleeves and kind of, you know, jump in and say, what do you need me to do?
Yeah, well, what they needed me to do was to be the president of the university.
And that means
they needed me to stay out of the way, you know, be proud of what they were doing. And they certainly didn't need my help. They really had it under control, and they were doing the right things. And I was very, very proud. Not just to simply be the president of Howard University, but it was an example of why we get into medicine. The patient is the object of our affection. And at the end of the day, we practice medicine because you want to give of yourself to others. And I saw that in large quantities taking place in our emergency room. And it was really good for the citizens of D.C. It's a traumatic event, both psychologically and physically. And that's the type of response you want your healthcare institutions in your city to be able to provide. So I think the citizens as well can rest assured that this city is prepared to deal, and Howard University in particular is prepared to deal with such a circumstance.
As you know, in about a little more than 90 minutes, President Obama will deliver his sixth State of the Union address. What do you hope to hear from this address tonight when he starts at 9 o'clock?
You know, people question whether or not this is relevant, and I hope we don't become so cynical as a society. The president of the country, I think, has to lead us. He has to give us what the direction is, and I hope that we don't become so cynical about the partisanship of our politics that we refuse to really recognize that the president is the leader of the nation, and he needs to provide that direction, and we need to listen. We may disagree on what he has to say, but I hope we all recognize that we should, part of participating, the first step in that is to listen to what he has to say. So what I hope to hear from the president is about direction. You know, where is he taking the country? We have social issues we need to deal with. The economic recovery is on its way. But the wage levels aren't increasing as rapidly. I'd like to hear what his thoughts are about that in terms of how that would expand. And obviously, we want to hear about education and healthcare as well. We want to hear about his ideas, you know, some specifics around his thoughts about education. I'd love to hear about that. I'll be listening in for that. And then I think it's a good time to get a status update on where the Affordable Care Act is and, you know, the different parts of that law that are coming to fruition. And again, get a clear idea of, you know, where we are and where the direction is.
One of the things that you just touched on when it comes to education, as he was kind of test driving some of the issues around the country last week, the big one was, you know, free community college education if the students are willing to work for it. $60 million, it is estimated that that would, you know, cost the country, cost taxpayers. You know, from your perspective, how would something like that impact, you know, 4-year colleges like Howard University, you know, private institutions or public institutions? Is that a good thing? Does it not matter?
Yeah, no. The concept I think is the right concept. College education is still a path to success, and the economic indicators are clear. If you have a 4-year degree, your earning potential is greater than if you don't. If you have a 2-year associate's degree from a community college, your earning potential is better than if you don't. If you graduate from high school, your earning potential is better than if you don't. So clearly, if you want to climb the economic ladder in this country, one of the escalators for the economic ladder is clearly education. So the concept is good. The impact it will have, we have to look at where the disparities are, and will this help address some of those disparities? And I think it could. The president has mentioned community colleges specifically. I certainly will make an argument if I get an opportunity to, and I think the White House has been open to hearing from the HBCU presidents. They have an advisory group to the White House. And one of the things that I'm going to put on the table is that I think HBCUs should be included in that for the reason that although we educate only 3% of the African-American higher ed population, we are responsible for 21% of its graduates.
Now, I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that and some other issues. Of course, new year for Howard University. Interested in your thoughts about, you know, what's ahead for HU. We'll talk about that. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. I'm talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. Lines are open if you have questions or comments at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before the break, Dr. Frederick, you were commenting on your thoughts about free education for community colleges, the president's proposal, and your thoughts about perhaps expanding that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. As I was saying, when you look at the outcomes from African-American students and others who attend HBCUs, the graduation rates and the number of graduates that we're putting out is significantly higher at many of our institutions when compared to the national averages. And so I think some attention needs to be put there if you're looking at who is most impacted right now by the educational disparities that exist in this country. Community colleges certainly would be one way to get those who are more economically deprived into the system. But I certainly think there should be a good look at our HBCUs and any proposal such as this.
Okay. You've been on the job for, you know, for a while. A lot of folks, you know, used to you being around. But you've got an inauguration coming up. Tell us about that. It's not just going to be, you know, a one and done day.
Yeah, it's going to take place on March 6th. But that week we will have significant academic programming that will reflect our vision and the direction. We're starting to put those together in about a week or two. We'll have an inauguration website up, and we'll have those out there. So we also March 6th is the day that we'll also celebrate Charter Day. Mm-hmm. So we've combined the two events. Our charter was signed on March 2nd, 1867. So it will be a very significant moment to combine my inauguration with the university's Charter Day. And therefore, it's an event that I'm looking for the entire community to participate in.
Do you have a personal message that you want to send during that week, that will kind of, outline your leadership here?
Sure. The theme of where we are going to take the university is going to be fairly simple. I think we have one of the strongest mottos in higher education, and that is truth and service. And what I'm going to really outline would be excellence in truth and service. Everything we do will be underscored with excellence, and we will have to make tough decisions around what it is we do to ensure that we can allocate the right types of resources, both personnel and financial resources, to ensure that we do provide a type of excellence that we should be espousing and that the university was built on as we look into the future.
You have a show. It's on WHUR, and you have an interview this week with Gavitt Richardson, a second-year law student. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, my intent really was to use the platform of a radio show to talk about contemporary issues and as well, to be quite transparent, to showcase what I think is great about Howard University and its people represent that, whether it's students, faculty members, staff members. I think we have a lot of great things going on here, and I thought I would use the show to do that. My intent, quite frankly, was to do it a little more infrequently than I'm doing it right now. and I'm certainly not intending to make a second career of this. But
well, I'll call you on any day that I'm off. Okay?
Has been fantastic. I have learned so much. I think the stories that we've had and we've heard about people's journey, which is why we've named it that. I think the Howard University journey is a unique one, and it intersects with many a journey, whether it's a student coming here, such as Gavitt Richardson from Alabama, and going through our undergrad on a scholarship started by one of our trustees, and then making it into law school, and that's listening to her story, listening to her family foundation that they have and how she's going to impact that. So it's been a wonderful experience doing the show.
Well, I'm sure there are going to be many great interviews down the road. Looking forward to that. We are going to continue with this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. The Daily Drum will continue in just about 15 seconds. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back with more with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. W.